Good morning, everyone. And we have already gone through the, Philip has told there is a triple bottom line and we need to really put them together. Interestingly, if you look at cybernetics, it actually starts with a purpose of a system. We see that there are two different industries. One is agriculture, the other one is the medical science. Both have a single purpose. The purpose is to keep the human healthy. Do you all agree? Therefore, on one side, we are trying to create the demand from the humans to to supply the food. And our father of modern medicine has told us, food is thy medicine. Therefore, whether it is actually working, are the market systems are allowing us to really trace that from end to end, that is from the production to the consumption, and then make sure that we are having the healthy food that is coming from a healthy farm, and if not, we could switch to a different farm. Therefore, what I'm trying to basically tell is, if you look at the agriculture sector and the health care sector, they are in two different worlds. They are in silos. There is no proper integration. On top of it, we can also see there is not complete interaction. If you see, there is a connection between agricultural scientist and a farmer. Of course, they create seeds, GM, whatever, and then farmers are using those seeds, and then it goes to distributors and to retailers, and then comes to the kitchens. Is there a direct connection from across all these two, each of those two connections? That's traceability. We are actually lost in the market system. And we have the diner eating, and then finally, if you are sick, you go to the medical doctor. After that, what happens? They say, take healthy diet. And we have a dietitian, nutrition, and all these people are going to suggest us, take the healthy diet, go to market. And if you look at the variety of the food that agriculture industry is going to create, if you take just mangoes, there are 1,500 varieties. But do we really know what do we need for to keep our health good? There is no real way of doing that as of today. Therefore, what we see actually is, if you look at the natural systems, if you look at, they're all cycles. Whereas the market systems that we are creating chains, there's a supply chain. Therefore, we don't really know where it starts and where it ends. It doesn't really close the loop. And also, natural systems have a kind of a continuous loop where everything is conserved. Therefore, they have a water cycle, a nitrogen cycle. These are all cycles where we really don't, natural systems doesn't create any waste, that we don't know what to do with it. I'll just skip this because of the time intervention. If you look at the cybernetic principles of telemony, there's a purpose. Here we see agriculture and health care have the same purpose. Intervention, we try to provide vitamins and nutrients through the food that we actually create. Healthcare is trying to remedy or cure a disease that we got. And feedback systems are, as we see, it's all broken. And every time we try to do some intervention, it is actually becoming more and more problematic rather than fixing the problem. The variety of agriculture is there, variety of needs are there for various different diet requirements, but we really know how to match it. Therefore, variety matching, feedback loop, these are the concepts that I have used and try to create a, using ICT. Probably this was not at all an easy thing to do before this ICT, information communication technology. Now, it's a possibility. We can actually create the complete loop, that is the from the farmer to the diner and diner back to the agricultural scientist. We would be able to connect these things in a systematic way. This is what mKrishi does. mKrishi is one of our flagship product or platform that is a mobile-based farmer advisory system, which helps farmer to take the appropriate inputs using the soil conditions, weather, climatic conditions, and advise the farmers to grow properly. And we also have the traceability right from the farm cluster to the diner, to the kitchen level. And also we have another system called mHealth, that is mobile-based health system, where we take the diagnostics of the patients and then feed it to the doctors, and then there's a cycle there itself where the farmer can advise the patient to appropriate remedies. But what I am trying to do now, or in a kind of a progress, is to fix this, the feedback loop. Therefore, well, what we can see, these are all can be addressed if we can complete the loop. And this is how we can actually benefit the for all the aspects of people, planet, and profit. Therefore, what I feel is, because of the technology that is available today, we should be able to create cycles, not the chains, in our market systems, so we know exactly what we are doing and how we can benefit this society as a whole. Thank you.